KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Human remains recovered at Mesa Verde National Park on Thursday are presumed to belong to a hiker who went missing more than 7 years ago. A park statement says an anonymous tip led to the discovery in a remote area of Mesa Verde, about 4 miles from where Mitchell Dale Stelling was last seen in June 2013. A DNA analysis still needs to be performed, but items recovered with the remains match the Texas resident's description. Foul play is not suspected. Economists at the state capitol say Colorado's budget picture is improving, but as KSJD's Scott Franz reports, their latest forecast includes several warnings.
State lawmakers are being told that higher-than-expected income tax payments and improving business activity during the pandemic might deliver more than $500 million of additional revenue this year than originally projected. But Lauren Larson, the state's budget director, says there are threats to the economic recovery, including the looming loss of outdoor dining options.
As we're moving into fall and winter, the economy could respond very differently to the virus. You know, the flexibilities that have propelled us through the warm months, much more difficult in the cold months.
Larson says the uncertainty of more federal aid is another reason lawmakers should remain conservative with their spending plans. Governor Jared Polis will submit his latest budget proposal in November. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is KSJD News.